Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Wells, who is the president of Interphase. John, how you doing?
I am fine, Kemp. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we're at Greenbill 2009, and we're standing here at your booth. And I got to tell you, you win the award. You've got the most creative space because you can't miss it. You've got this huge elephant hanging from the ceiling, or a picture of one. And you're talking about something that a lot of people, you're admitting to something that a lot of people in the back of their mind, especially in the sustainability environment, talking about the fact that carpet's made out of oil. That's the elephant in the room. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, thank you for that compliment. Our marketing team have done a great job with this, and hopefully it will garner the attention that we think it will. You know that we're on a mission. We call it Mission Zero, to eliminate any negative impact our company has on the environment by the year 2020. And a primary tenet of that strategy is what we're talking about here, and it's about getting off oil. And as you said, one of the things, if we look around this whole show space and we think about the built environment, so many, and frankly most, products that are represented here and that we use in building space are derived from oil. And so the petrochemical base that is in all of that is frankly a big piece of what we all have to do to move towards a more sustainable future. And so we talk about it, and if you think about us as a carpet manufacturer, you know, the majority of our costs and the majority of our raw materials all derive from either oil or from dirt, most of them from oil. And we've been on a quest as a part of that mission zero, is to eliminate the dependency on oil. In other words, to take this linear take, make, waste system, industrial system, where we dig up raw materials that are petrochemically based, use non-renewable energy sources, make things and waste all along the way, and then at the end of their useful life, you know, sell them to a customer and they get thrown in the landfill. We're trying to, and have been trying to, develop a closed-loop system, a system where we're able to cut the front end of that linear system off, decouple our raw material streams from the oil well, and then on the back end, of course, cut off its disposal into landfill or incineration or other dispositions like that, and create a total closed loop. So really, our booth here is trying to communicate the importance of that thought, and that really our environmental impact is truly greatly improved when we get off oil.
And you're making a statement right here on this plexiglass that says your plan is to be off of oil by 2020.
That's right. That's right. That's the goal. And our, as I said, our Mission Zero promise is, Ray Anderson started us down this journey in the mid-90s, 95. The goal was to have a zero environmental footprint by the year 2020, and this is a big part of it. So this guides us. It motivates us. We're not there yet. We've got a lot left to do, but we've done a lot. And I'm proud to say that today, the result of this closed-loop system, it's a product line that we call Convert, today has over 70 products. It's probably 900 to 1,000 carpet SKUs that are a result of this closed-loop system, where we're taking carpet from our customers, old carpet, converting it into new carpet through our reentry system. So we've got a very practical system that customers can participate with us in right now. And so we believe that the more that happens, then we begin to create interesting partnerships with our customers. It's interesting, Kemp, if you think about it, our customers are now our suppliers, and our suppliers are now our customers. So we have a really unique ability to create this closed system, and it's becoming more and more popular. And the last thing I would say about it is, the other economic advantage is that it goes along with the environmental benefit, which is so important that those two things go together, is that if a customer buys from us, I'm able to decouple them from the oil well. And by doing that, I can decouple them from the wild swings that may happen with all of our pricing of materials that are attached to oil. So there's a real economic benefit, and I think people are beginning to really understand that.
Another point you're making at the show here, and you showed me this just a few minutes ago, is you're showing how this product has evolved over time. I mean, you showed me a few minutes ago a carpet tile that was made 20 years ago that's probably two and a half times heavier than the product you're making now, which the product you're making now probably has a better wear performance, life cycle equation. You've got some great props here to show all these people that are here that have kind of a sustainability focus, how you're moving this business.
Yeah, We also showed some pictures. We showed a few other examples, like the automobiles and how they've downsized. There's a picture of the Prius. We'd look at the iPhone and all the things that we use in everyday life, and how dematerialization is really all around us. Well, it's no different for us in our business, and that's really the first main priority in as a manufacturer, is how to be more resource efficient. And so that's what you're seeing. When Ray Anderson started the company, this I'm pointing at a carpet tile. Nobody can see me pointing at it, but I'm pointing at this carpet tile that's a fusion bonded carpet tile. And in its day, it was state of the art. It's got a heavy face weight, as you mentioned. It's got it's printed, you know, which uses a lot of water, a lot of other resources. And right next to it is a carpet tile that's much lighter, that has a much lower energy footprint, a much lower material footprint. And to your point, it actually performs better to actually a pretty high degree of increased performance. So making something last, you know, would really be the second point that you would want to talk about in sustainability, is creating a green product's great. But if a green product doesn't work and it doesn't last and it doesn't have a high performance, then what have you done? You know, the most unsustainable product would be one that didn't work, right? So making high-performing products has always been a part of the DNA of Interface, but it's absolutely part of the sustainability strategy that we employ.
Well, John, I got to tell you, every time we do research and we ask the A&D community, who's the company you think of in the flooring business when you think about green, and you guys come out on top. And, you know, while I'm here at this show, I'm seeing Ray Anderson is doing a book signing with his most recent book. So, you know, he's continuing to be one of your best advocates for having that reputation.
Right. Yeah, he is what we like to call a rock star. I tell you, we do pretty good marketing and sales at Interface, but nothing like that man can do. he is very good, and you know, he's very well respected in this group, in this U.S. Green Building Council and the whole green building movement. In fact, you and I may have talked about this before, but in 1995, I believe it is, it may be 94, but he did the keynote address at the Green Build Conference, one of the first ones. I think this began in the early 90s, but he made a speech, and he will say there was less than 100 people in the room. Now, you think about that. That's just 13, 14 years ago. And here we are with, what are they expecting, over 30,000 people. We've got Al Gore. We've got Sheryl Crow. Last year you had Desmond Tutu. So this organization has been really important to Ray and really important to Interface, and has helped guide our passion for many, many years.
Well, John, if you don't mind, when I get a chance to interview a president, I've always got to ask, with this economy the way it is right now, you know, how are things looking for 2010, and how are you guys planning for the next year?
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball. I was telling somebody earlier, all of us are in the planning, strategic planning stages, being this time of year, and you're almost trying to plan the unplannable. I don't know. It is hard to tell what the future holds. I think it will be tough. We see some good signs in some of our segments of some improvement. So it's a mixed bag, I guess, is what I'm saying. And so, but when I say it's going to be tough, I think there's just some fundamentals in the market that are still going to be with us next year. But we like where we are. These are times where the reputation that you build and the things that you have done and the vision that you continue to forge forward really mean a lot. And I'm proud of our team and how they're fighting out there right now for business. But I think it's going to be a tough year next year. I think it's probably going to – the things I look at signal some potential improvement, you know, in the latter half of next year. And we'll hold on to that. In the meantime, we're going to go about it and do all we can to do the best we can do.
All right, John, I can kind of second what you're saying around market share shift during these times. This is when you can probably do the most in that area. And I can tell by looking at this booth and the crowd at the booth that you're giving it your best effort. So appreciate you spending time with us. Been talking to John Wells, who's president of Interface, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.